This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, young people in Harrogate are doing their bits to raise awareness of dementia. Pupils from St Aidan's School and Harrogate High School have also been raising money and supporting local charity Dementia Forward. First up, here's Honour.
We had an assembly when we were in Year 8. It's about 2 years ago, and Nettie came in with Dementia Forward and told us about the issues in the community and things that we could help with. And from that, she asked everybody who had the assembly, so year 7, 8, 9, and I think 10, all got the assembly, and she asked everybody who was watching to come to a group to form an action plan and see what we could do. And so about 60 people turned up to that from all years. And from that, and from meetings coming from that group, we came up with a group of six of us, and we did a test to make ourselves dementia friends, and we were given a badge to represent our group.
Fantastic. And has it really increased your understanding of dementia and how it affects people?
Yeah, it made it quite a lot clearer how big this thing can be, because you never really hear about it that much, and you hear about it in like care homes and things, but knowing that it was in the community and around us and that was people affected in our actual school by it kind of brought it to light.
Fantastic. And Sophie, just tell us then a bit more about the project in detail.
So from that group of six, and after we'd done the test and found out everything that we needed to know at that point, we decided to create an action plan for St Aidan's and the community. And we wanted to achieve four goals within the space of 2 years. So those goals were to raise awareness in school, to raise money, to take part in and host community events for people living with dementia and also their carers. And we also wanted to share understanding with younger children throughout the community in Harrogate.
What have you personally got out of the project so far?
I think what I got out of it most is the fact that I've been able to spread my knowledge so widely and to so many more people than I thought I'd be able to, and seeing the extent of what our knowledge and what our understanding can do in the community. So whether that be speaking to younger children or hosting events, we've managed to affect people in really positive ways, and I think that's the best thing that we could have done.
And do you know anyone yourself, family, anyone affected by dementia?
Yes, my grandmother has Alzheimer's, and so this was quite a personal thing for me. I think I managed to understand a lot more about what she was going through and how best I could help her.
And you know, as someone in her family, it's not just her, it does affect you all, doesn't it, in one way or another?
It affects everyone that's close to the person living with dementia. But what I've also discovered is having dementia or Alzheimer's isn't necessarily the worst thing in the world for that person. There is, if you know what to do and you have a really tight support system, you can live a really happy and wholesome life even though you're living with dementia.
So this project clearly is really important to you then?
Yeah, it is really important, and I think it's important to everyone as well.
So Eve, just tell us about your part in this project.
Well, we raised awareness at school, and our school librarian found books which talk about dementia, and they describe it in many different ways. We raised our own funds to buy these books, and they have been very popular with both the students and staff. Mrs. Roth can give out Dementia Forward bookmarks with contact details and lots of information for anyone that needs to get in touch with Dementia Forward. And we also hold afternoon teas in collaboration with Harrogate High for people living with dementia and their carers. These are really successful events, allowing people to interact, and we hope to hold another soon in the summer term.
That's great. And what did you know about dementia yourself before you got involved in this project?
Well, as well as Sophie, my grandma does suffer with Alzheimer's as well, so it's really personal, and she lives 2 hours away, so when she does come, it's really nice to know what I can do for her and how I can help her in our house. It's really nice to know that.
And do you think she appreciates it, that you understand what she's living with?
I think she does, yeah. She's really close to me, and really close to my parents as well, so it's nice to know what we can do.
So like Sophie then, this is a really important project for you?
Yeah. In year 7, when I heard about it, it was really important.
So Sophie, then just tell us a bit more about some of the other things you've been doing as part of this.
So one of our aims that we decided to create in the action plan was to raise money. And so far we have raised nearly £1,000 for Dementia Forward and other charities. And how we did this was last year we sold sweets and ice creams to parents and children and visitors who came to one of our major school productions. And most recently we held a promise auction, which is where we offered items like dog walking and babysitting and car washing and other things like afternoon tea vouchers and handmade cushions that people came and bid for, and all the money went to charity. And with this money that we made, we have been able to buy some resources for the school library, like Eve said, like books and bookmarks, and we presented checks to Dementia Forward and the Alzheimer Society in the summer.
Okay, I'm Ruby and I'm in year 9. As a member of Dementia Friends and Forward, we and throughout the school have been raising lots and lots of awareness to pupils and staff so they can get a better understanding about dementia and how to tackle it and help people that are living with it. So as well as us, the swing band took part in a Christmas concert at the Royal Hall to support Dementia Forward's own fundraising, and that was very popular with pupils and their parents and stuff, so lots of people got involved in that. And we're also aware that by doing these concerts and stuff to help fundraise for Dementia Forward, that sufferers may want to attend our own school concerts in the future, and that we're keen to ensure that they can access the concerts safely and in an environment they will like and they can adapt to and that's suitable for them. So we ensure we have a friendly and understanding welcome to everyone who comes. And even though they may not want to stay around for the whole show and they might need to get out of their seat, we ensure that that can happen for them.
So really important work then, trying to make everyone feel more comfortable, not make them feel different. So that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Definitely. And do you think people in the school generally, do you think they've got a better understanding now after all the work you've all been doing?
Yeah, I think so. I think definitely, because there's a lot of charities throughout our school that do a lot of fundraising. And hopefully, I think as Dementia Friends, we have done a real lot of fundraising that has hopefully made an impact more than other charities. And because it is a very big cause and there'll be so many people living with it in the school and having just problems and like that. So, I think we've done a lot to promote it.
My name's Erin and I'm in Year 10 at St Aidan's. So we wanted to share our understanding about dementia with people younger than us. So we went to 2 primary schools, Richard Taylor and Starbuck Primary School, and we gave a presentation to Year 5 and Year 6 about dementia, and we played memory games and interactive games and they really enjoyed it.
And what do you think they got out of you giving them this presentation?
I think they had like a bit better understanding about dementia, and like I think it was just really like rewarding and yeah.